The American Cancer Society is out with its annual report on U.S. cancer statistics. The report shows a slow reduction in death rates from the most deadly kinds of cancers. During the 5 years covered by the study, the death rate for men declined by an average of 1.8% a year. Cancer deaths in women were down a bit less, 1.6% a year. Much of the improvement came from lower death rates from lung cancer in men and breast cancer in women. The biggest decline was in African American and Latino men, though African Americans still have a higher cancer death rate than whites. Although there are overall improvements in these statistics, American Cancer Society epidemiologist Edgar Simard says the picture is not completely rosy.
We know that for the past 50 years, at least, we've seen dramatic declines in the most common cancers in the U.S., but for some cancers, the incidence rates are actually increasing.
Those increases mainly came in the less common cancers, such as pancreas and liver, plus some kinds of skin and esophageal cancers, and those associated with the human papillomavirus, HPV. In some cases, the cancer rate varied by gender and race or ethnic group.
And then we saw broad increases in cancer of the thyroid and kidney for men and women of almost every racial and ethnic group.
It's not entirely clear why some cancer rates are on the rise, but Simard says there may be a link in some cases to increasing rates of obesity. The 2012 Cancer Statistics Study, including Edgar Simard's paper on increasing rates of certain cancers, is published online by CA, a cancer journal for clinicians. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.